says in... It says Pesach, the word Pesach, Dvorecha Yo'ir, Levin Tsoim. The opening words, the Pesach says, David HaMelech says, Yo'ir, Or, it's a notion of Or. Levin Tsoim, Hashem helped Tsoim to understand. So Rashi says something that's a yesod for us. Rashi says, Chilas Dvorecho Heiru Es Lev Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about at Har Sinai, with Aseres HaDibros. Rashi says, Hashem's opening words, Heiru Es Lev Yisrael. She'ato HaMevin Tsoim, Hashem who understands Tsoim or maybe Rashi means like a Radak who gives Tsoim understanding, but that enlightened the Lev Yisrael. When Hashem said, Anoich Asher HaTzeisicho, says Rashi. How? Rashi says, because Anoich Hashem Asher HaTzeisicho Meretz Mitzrayim. What did Hashem let us know? Hoidatam Toivo Shel Sis Elohim. You let them know of the toivo that you did for them, that you were koineh them from the Beis Avodim. In Hashem letting us know that, so what has Hashem done for us? What do we get from that? Laudas ki adon atolahem v'yikablu malchuscha alehem. So that because Hashem let us know that He brought us out of the Beis Avodim, the base of abdus, of servitude in Mitzrayim. So now we know that Hashem, that shows us, that lets us know, you brought me from the base of Odim, that means you're my master, that makes you my Adon Atolahim. So now we know that Adon Atolahim v'yikablu malchus cho'alayim, and therefore they will be, Klal Yisrael will now be Mekabel Hashem's Malchus. And Achreichem Gozart Gzereshechem. After that, Hashem went on to be Gozer all kinds of Gzerot, to give us all kinds of mixes. So what's the sword here? What's the crux of Pesach Dvorecha Yo'ir? Says Rashi, the beginning of Hashem's Dvar, the Dvar Hashem, was Meir the Lev Yisrael. Rashi says, Rashi's touching that into the pasuk here. What's it Meir? It's Meir the Lev, the Yiddish Lev, the Jew's heart, or into the Jew's heart. How? Because we know Ki Adon Atolahem. We know that Hashem is our Adon. Now now that we know Hashem is our Adon, we makabel his Malchus, so now we can go on with mitzvah. These are Bezeres, and we all know the Moshal of Hazal. The king says, listen, I'll tell you guys, I'm going to cover my mouth because there's nothing for me to tell you, give you Zayrot. I mean, you know, you're not going to cover my mouth, so how are you going to keep my Zayrot? That's what Chazal, I'm sure we've all heard of. That's the Yisotia. But we get a tremendous revolver takes from this, paraphrasing a little bit, but that's just the Shurish is here. What is what's the greater mila? If Hashem gives you gzeiros, right? So you do gzeiros, right? If Hashem, what does it help to adon atol? Now we know that Hashem is an adon, and we makabel the malchus. What does it help to be makabel the malchus before? What's the shoyrish hamila here of being makabel the malchus first? I mean, if when you give us gzeiros, we might not keep the gzeiros. There's a concern about that. That's why we have to makdim it with something else to make sure we keep the gzeiros. So what does it help? What's the milah of being makabel the malchus? I was makabel the malchus. Maybe, you know, one day I wake up and not makabel. That day I won't be makabel. What's the pshat? What's the nekuda? What's the shoyish of the milah of Laudat ki adoy natolahem, so that we recover Malchus and then Hashem Zayus. The shoyrish of the Adonai Tolehim is that Klal Yisrael Yid, we need to be mukhra. It has to be our whole approach, our whole life as Yidden has to be one of hechrech, one of that, of recognizing the hechrech in Torah and mitzvahs. We can all understand that Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemayim is necessary. That we understand necessary in order to have mitzvahs. But from Rashi we're getting here that this yesod that we're seeing here, the yesod that Hashem was Meir Lev Yisrael, how? By starting with letting us know that I'm your Adon. We say Adonai, that I am your master. Lodas ki Adonai natolahem v'kavlu malchus v'aleim. So Rashi is letting us know that actually this is not just a condition and it's necessary in order to facilitate the hemshach that will keep the mitzvahs. Rashi is letting us know that this is what actually made the Lev Yisrael. Or that which lightens the heart of a youth. What does it come from? It comes from this. This is what brings it about, which is a tremendous kiddush, because we would have thought, when do I feel that enlightenment? The cheshek, doing a mitzvah with cheshek, that's what's meir lalev. This Rashi is telling us a tremendous kiddush, and now we shift over in a moment to the Olamaisa, that it's not the cheshek that is meir lalev. Being makir, it's recognizing the hechrof of avodas Hashem, the hechrof of Torah of mitzvah. It's being mukhra, recognizing that I am getting oneself into a matter where I recognize a mukhra. That's the shoresh of, that's the mile of that Hashem let us know first. Anoich Hashem asher hoitechicha Meretz Yitzrayim. Meretz Yitzrayim, that's the base of Odin, right? That means, you know, you were sold out there to, Bin Laden, Bin Laden. you were trapped there to the worst of the worst. I came and took you out. That means I'm your master. That makes me your master. What's the mile of that? The mile of that, the Nekudah, is a shoresh even more deep than that itself, is the fact that a Yid should know he's Mukhra. I'm your master, that means you're Mukhra. That's the mile of the Adonai. If you're Mukhra, well, now when there's Zayrus, it's not like yesterday I wanted, today I don't want, right? Because we've asked, what's the mind of, if the Xeris one works, the Kabbalah's mouth, the Yisod of the Kabbalah's mouth is Shemayim, the person in the Kabbal, because he realizes he's Mukhrach. It's not a choice, it's not, do I want to jump off the cliff or not? Right? I decide I don't want to jump off the cliff. No, I'm Mukhrach not to jump off the cliff. It isn't an option, it's not a choice. I mean, I could, but you know, it isn't a choice. So this is the yesod, which gives the key to everything that follows. But from Rashi we're seeing, this is very nogea for us. Not everyone that's nogea to is here right now, but it's something that's a tremendous chiddush. That not the cheshek is what's meir. Right? We get that excitement then. It's not the cheshek, it's the hechrof, that being makir the cheshek. And the material shows, the reality shows, someone who learns mitoch the cheshek, the geshmak of learning, when it's not geshmak, how's going? Right? Someone who learns because he realizes that without learning, without the Omel HaTorah, in some level, some experience, he realizes that I can't be a person and I can't be a Yid, also can't. Can't even be a Odom, never mind a Yehudi. When we recognize that without it, I'm just, what am I? I'm not a Finnish can mensch, a Finnish can Yid. Without that, the Hechrach, That is the hechruch in learning. If that's mekayem, that means even though I didn't feel like learning today. Today I didn't see the God was finishing Shastra and Mishnah and this and that. Right? Today I felt like, where am I going? Right? But I know that without that morning of Omel HaTorah, nothing goes. Right? Without that Seder of that hour in the Bein HaZmanim, that is the Matthias that shows us, that reality shows us from experience, if we haven't learned it, we learn it and we keep learning until we eventually have the plot, right? Recognizing that Hechruch is what keeps is what keeps things, and that's the Mekayim. Yeah, what's the Makor for Choshech? I mean, the Makor, this Rashi said is, that's what's made the Lev of Yir, the Lev Yisrael. So what's machshich the Lev of Yisrael? So what's the opposite of hechel? Someone being muchrach, that's the parsha of kibbe shrirus libi eile. Shrirus libi, if hechrach says Rashi is meir Lev Yisrael, lo das ki odo inata, what's the mile of knowing that you, it's not a choice, it's not like I volunteered for the job, right? You're my master, I have to. That's meir. So then, Shrirus Lei, which is the opposite of being Mufrach, I'm not Mufrach, but Shrirus Libi, whichever way I want to go, I'll go. I'll make, you know, like that African that once walked out of the village walk, and I was walking to the Koilo, and he said to his girlfriend, he said, I'm the boss of myself, he told her. As he walked out, I heard those words. It's a Muslim, a message for me, but I mean, the Maestro, that's right. And I'm the boss of myself, right? That's Shrirus Libi Eile. So this is the Shrirus Leiv, if the Hechruch is Meir the Leiv, says Rashi. So then Shrirus Leiv is Machshech the Leiv. So I mean, the person who is doing Torah mitzvahs with cheshek and geshmak, but if it's out of, it's not mitoch hechruch, lehefach, it's seriously, today I'm geshmak to do the mitzvah, tomorrow we'll see. Right? It's not a real art. Lehefach, Rashi says, that's machshech. Now, so Rav Olda takes this further, and he says that being that the yesod, the foundation to build our avodah, is hechruch and not cheshek. So he says of all that through the hechruch, through avdus, in other words, that's odenata, we're avodim, a muchrach. The hechruch is what makes a person mitromem above, raise up above the shirus leiv. How does that get you above? Because if I'm muchrach, that means the shirus leiv will pull me one way. I don't have a choice. I can't go over the cliff. I can't not learn. I can't not be in learning. I have to learn. I can't be able to. So that the moment a person recognizes he's mukrach, the moment he's in a matzav of avdus, he's kol eicha deitha by God of the last morning. So then. He's mimela, not tolu in the shirus leiv. That takes him. That detaches him from the shackles of the shirus leiv. Now, so Rav Olda says it like this. He says this yisod brings us to a new maskon. How are we supposed to tackle? How are we supposed to our general kivun in our avoda in growth? This is for those of us that's all of us here that aspire to grow, to moving, to you know. What is the yesod of the avodah? Says Rav Olda, bringing it from Rabbi Yeruchim. This is all what if Rabbi Yeruchim brought anything, he brought a lot down. But anything was this point, right? That the yesod of the avodah is to lihilachem with oneself. And in Yiddish it's gain gegen sich, to go against oneself. So, and Rav Olda writes, it says, generally, we understand that we feel, we are nimshach, whatever yetahor it may be. Maaseh tzidkus, doing things of chesed of tzidkus, that we understand, that we aspire to, being maaseh of tzidkus, even ad mesiras nefesh, minhagim of chasidus, I'm going to have the tcheles, I'm going to have the blue stand, the tzitzis, I've got to go to the mikveh every day, it's a thing to go to the mikveh, by the way, I've all the dark stuff. But say, we find, we are inspired by, I feel good about my avoda when I'm doing my sum of chitkus, when I've got a certain minag of chasidus. There was my example, the tcheles, the mikveh kol yoyim, think of Joan. Then there's the avoda saklal, starting an irgun of chesed or irgun of that, and gavaldika things. Those are things, kanos, right, going bring down all the bad posters and spray painting the signs that you see on the way. Now, by the way, you see when you're driving Beit Shemesh, and they have the egg that can of not Coke or whatever, Pepsi, you know, that advertisement. So it's got XL without a picture, right? Whereas in Modi'in, when you come to Modi'in, it's XL, it's got a picture. Because then the Kanoim over here have done the job. Every time they put up a picture that shouldn't be up there, it gets ruins the advertisement. So in Beit Shemesh, there's no. In the Modi'in, unfortunately, too far from. But those are the things that give us cheshek. Those are the things that make us feel climbed up there 3 a.m. spray painted the thing. Mamish, I walk the next day. I go to the mikveh and tell to get a bracha from the rebbe for boni chayim mazayin. Because now that's for sure going to. As long as it doesn't go against my teva, as long as it's not something that's pogeya in my teva, at the moment there's a bit of koshi mitzad my teva, mitzad my midas, that's not for me. And Rabbi Yerucham said that a person is nivchan in there, in this point. How much one is shoef, one aspires to be oimed ben isoyev. That's the mindset in the Shish Shoyim, that kol tachlis hachayim is lamud ben isoyev. That's really what the Shish Shoyim says. That's the shleimus, and ad kama that a person koyvish is yitzroy, that's the mindset at this point. The mindset at this point, to go against one's teva. This certainly has to be understood. How lamaisa we do this, that's something that has to be discussed, each individual. One has to be very careful about, obviously, to take it the wrong way. And I remember in yeshiva, first coming into yeshiva and like not wanting to eat, you know, in the dining room, but dreaming of the stale bread and the water, you know, me and this, and my chavrusa over there. And like, I look back at it and I'm like, yes. My chicken, it's the mitzvah tikkus, it's going overboard, you know, like just not having, knowing where we not mastering ourselves. It would be great if I was dealing with the Baba Sali, you know. Yeah, here's the Baba Sali, you can give him a stale piece of bread and some water, you know, to keep lunch, right? But that's not the way to go against oneself, right? But one has to know that one can see, you know, especially where I bring him at home, you know. It's a nisoyon. The cupboard's full of all the yummy things that we buy for our kids, and those mamzakim, and then you can spend your night later getting up to get a lollipop. After 20 minutes of learning, of course, right? And I'm saying there has to be, this is the key, this is where it's got to be tackled. You mean give up, because that's where I'm holding, you know. No, they have to recognize that that's your avoid, and not the kanos, and not the maaseh tzidkus, and not the irgun of chesed. I'm not being mevatel all those things. I'm just saying, the person wants to move, he's got to see that it's easy for some people to do chesed. So it's not such a quince, you know. That's how you get Rav Scheinberg or learning that maaseh with the head of the irgun of the atzala, right? But in his home, he's got he doesn't feel the geschmack, he doesn't feel the cheshek that you get from landing on the scene and saving someone's life, right? And then you've got to sit at home and be a nice husband, you know, right? And be a mensch, that's hard. That's going against one's teva. I don't have patience by teva. I'm not sablani by teva, so that's why Hashem organizes it, that we end up always having being the right environment for our growth. I want to put it positively, right? Just to add an example. Oh, by the way, Rabbi Yerucham said, and we'll basically end with this. One more point. It is something that we do all day long. In other words, this is something that if one asks, how can I go against my teva? So Rav Olbers says, Klal Yisrael is well trained in this. We are well trained in this. He brings here, I'll read it for you from here, just to save time. Am kalovi yakum, like lions, Bilam said in the Nebuah, in Bilam's Nebuah. Am Yisrael get up in the morning like lions, Rashi Chazal types. When they wake up from their sleep, they mitgaber kelavi to lechaletet hamitzvah, to limbosh tzitzis, to likros kriyashma laniach tzitzis. I mean, we all do that every day. And most of us do have that. Wake up, and it's time to go, and you've got to wake up, and it's not easy to get out of bed because you went to sleep late. So most of us have that, that's shachris. And so we're doing this all the time. Rav Olbers says, he remembers that Apikoros watching him burn chomet, Erev Pesach, and the guy was like, oh, you say, chaval al lechem hazeh. And the guy said, Israeli Apikoros. Like chaval al lechem hazeh. So he says, because by that guy, how did Shaykh to do that? You know, how did Shaykh to take good bread and burn it? You know, so, but that's something that's not even an historian, right? That says that Am Yisrael is well versed and well trained in this regard. So he says that the sort of this going against oneself is that really in us we have tremendous kohes ruchni inside a person. Just in a person's regular life, he mistakes with the basic kohes, and these remain dormant. These kohes ruchni, they remain hidden. A person has to try to activate those kohes, and that's what's going against gain and kegen zich. To go against oneself, thereby, when one is mitgabering on one's teva, going this way, that, the little thing, that's the place to tackle it. Not eating bread all day long. A person thereby is mafil the koiches. He activates those koiches that he has in him, and he elevates himself into a different ramah. So this is the avoider, the going against oneself. Rabbi Yerucham, just to end up, Rabbi Yerucham said, tremendous, what was the toughness of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What was the toughness of Yetzias Mitzrayim? I'll tell you the pasuk. Leman teido, ki ani Hashem bekerev oretz. That's the same theme, over and over again. So what's the toughness? Emunah. You know what Rabbi Yerucham said? Eved Hashem. Abdus. That's the toughness. Toughness is not Emunah. Ah, it says Leman teido, ki ani Hashem bekerev oretz. Kasha, right? What's the terrorist? That's not the goal. You should know so that you'll understand. If Hashem says, don't do that, it's like saying, don't jump off the cliff. Everything here was set up by me. I know what works, what doesn't, what's poison, and what's not. So the tachlis is, you've got to be an Eved Hashem. Because Ani Hashem bekerev haaretz, and therefore, if Ani Hashem bekerev haaretz, Mashani Omeret is the metiyut. Not just like a mile again, it's reality. It's a metiyut. Mitzvahs are metiyut. We think the shtender is metiyut. Mitzvah is a inyan, it's nice, it gives you sound. Mitzvah means a metiyut. That's what it's about. Okay, so that's the. As you saw from Rashi, Pesach Tvorecha Yoir. So the derech to get that he'ora, that feeling of light or or that comes from hechruch, being muchrach. That's the yisod of the avoider, and this brings the maskona that we have to lilachem neged atzmei. That is the derech, not all the other Those are not, those are, when all these other things, as long as I avoid going against my teva or my mitzvahs, that's not what it's about. That's passing the buck. Okay, so we say to the Shlaya, Shavuos, we should what one should try to do is on Shavuos specifically, that is a time obviously for Kabbalah's Odin Ha'olahim, Kabbalah's Olma Hushamah, Kabbalah's Admis. So we should try and bring it into reality, into some area of Matthias, whether it means that on Shavuos night when you say Krishna, you Makabal, I wake up at this time. That's the way to take a chag, Pesach, came out of Pesach. You don't want to lose it, so what do you do? No? I'm going to wake up every day at 7 o'clock. Each one knows what time it is. Because you know that you want to wake up at 7, but you wake up at 24/7 or 7:30, and then everything goes down. So you've got to set a time. Makabal that. One little Kabbalah, it's not so hard. I mean, it isn't so hard. If you makabal it, it was a real Kabbalah, then you made yourself, you're going against one's teva, and you're making yourself muhtar. So one has to think of something that one can do. It can be that I won't have coffees all day long. A coffee a day, that's good. Or two coffees. I'm just saying, each one knows where his. I have 5 coffees a day, only 4. Right? No, only 4. Right? One at breakfast, one at lunch, one at supper, and one and 2 more during night. Say that only 4. That last one, you will struggle. Right? But that's the way you know you're keeping your Kabbalah Satsang. Little things like that. That's going against oneself. It's a whole new kivun to avoid. Everyone would avoid anything. I'll do it. I'll open Amcha Beis Yisrael Irgun. As long as I don't have to drop one of those coffees in it. Yeah, okay.